good morning. And welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Austin will be here momentarily. He stepped into the gym for a second, I guess, to pump his arms up so he can look all massive for the show. Probably because of the first story we're going to come up with. Having more muscle and less hidden abdominal fat gives you a younger brain. Here's how to get strong and healthy. All the benefits of strength training weren't extensive enough. We've had another perk to the pot to add to the pile, a younger brain. New studies have shown that basically, according to they were going to be presented at the Radiological Society of North America annual meeting later this month, having more muscle mass can actually protect against brain aging. Meanwhile, having more visceral fat, that is hidden fat that sits deeper within your body, which lines your abdominal walls and surrounds many of your vital organs, accelerates brain aging. Thanks to several studies, we already know the importance of building and maintaining muscle for mass for the sake of better physical health. Strong, well-functioning muscles not only help you to run more powerfully, become less prone to injury, develop a nice aesthetic, and reduce your risk of various diseases. Again, this was not read before they wrote. They also play a big role in combating age-related problems like sarcopenia. So carrying more muscle can help you live in a more youthful body longer, but what does it do for your brain? What the latest research says is that for the new study in question, researchers found and tested 1,100 healthy adults, 52% women, with an average age of 55, by putting them each through a full-body MRI scan. And it basically showed what the ratio, what their brain mass was to their body mass. Following the participants' full-body MRI scan, the researchers led using an AI algorithm. It always has to be AI, doesn't it, Austin?
To precisely
measure their total normalized muscle volume, their visceral fat, and their subcutaneous fat. And the results showed that subcutaneous fat had no significant impact on predicted brain age. However, participants who demonstrated a higher visceral fat to muscle ratio had a higher predicted brain age, while those who carried more muscle had younger looking brains. So what they're saying here basically is if you walk at least or work out at least 150 minutes a week, that's all, just a week, a couple hours a week, or you do something intense for like 75 minutes a week, that's all you need. Just doing one strength workout a week is enough to generate improvements. Two or more is optimal when it comes to enhancing your overall running performance, resilience, and longevity, not to mention, as we know now, your brain function. If you assure, you know, I don't understand something. This is a basic thing when you go to college. Now, this person's college educated. Just read your stinking article before you post it. Read it out loud.
You taught me that when I was in college.
Kids, listen to me. If you're in college right now and you want to write a good paper, write the paper and do it about a month before it's due. Don't be doing this night
even,
before stuff.
I'm going to say this.
And read the stinking thing out loud.
And I'm going to say this. Good morning, by the way, guys.
I'm glad you can make it today.
I'm here. I'm here. Yesterday, you were running around.
I told me you were getting your arms pumped up.
You were running around yesterday.
There's your brachiocephalic return.
I got to make a comment on this, too. Even if you're using AI to write papers, which I don't recommend you do, read them out loud, too. This is another issue that's happening that you're not addressing here. A lot of writers are using AI to write news articles now. A lot of them. We don't do that. I don't do that. I bring you guys. We're not AI. We're here, not holograph. But a lot of these writers now online are using AI to write articles for them. And a lot of times AI writes really, really crappy. The way it reads, the way it writes, sometimes it's just choppy. And sometimes you can just read it sometimes and tell it's AI. If you're going to use that crap, at least reread it or go in and do your own modifications to it. Don't just be copying and pasting AI articles and then posting them online like more than like because it reads like it's AI.
I remember I took a class called Biochemical Genetics at Florida State. We worked with a bread mold called Neurospora crassa.
There you go.
And we had this lab TA, this teacher's assistant who was really, well, she was really good looking, to be honest with you. And she basically was always in there, you know, criticizing everybody. Okay, so finally I write my paper.
Yeah.
Because I know how to write, even in college. And then she comes up and she goes, where did you get that paper from?
Oh, she thought you plagiarized it.
I looked at her, I said, I wrote it. What's wrong with you? She goes, well, it's really, really, the introduction's really, really good. I said, well, it's because I know how to write. You know, I guess you had so many people coming into that class who couldn't write.
Couldn't write. And going back to your article with that, that's why I also recommend making sure you're getting adequate amounts of protein. Maintain muscle mass, exercising, like it said, at least a couple hours a week. And I'm wondering, too, and I was thinking about this when you were talking about it, I was talking about more fat, basically, and less muscle mass equal less, basically, older brain. I wonder if that ties into the diet, because the only way to build enormous amounts of body fat is to have a poor diet.
That's right.
Right? So I'm wondering if the brain-gut axis connection is disconnected more with poor food, which causes more issues as far as with brain aging.
And also remember, you know, a lot of people, when they eat lousy food or eat like junk, they don't get enough creatine.
That is true.
Creatine is super important for cognitive function. I mean, I take two creatine capped apples every single day.
Yeah, just as a supplement.
I'm not trying to do muscle mass. Yeah, you know, and now don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't like more of it. I take more of it if I'd like, but I don't. It just kind of swells me up with a lot of water weight. I don't like doing all that. But the reality is that I really, really enjoy the creatine and what it does. And the other thing, you know, I stopped this weekend. I was running around doing some stuff, and I missed my magnesium brain food for like 4 days.
I can't be doing all that.
Oh no! Listen to me. This is you know, true confession. Don't judge me. I can tell by you're looking at me. Stop it. And yesterday, you know, my mental acuity wasn't as good as it needed to be.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, what the heck's going on? I thought, I haven't taken that magnesium brain food. I had a little bit of brain fog yesterday.
Magnesium brain food, what it does as far as brain health, I had a really good customer that I talked to the other day because she had a bunch of auto ships, which you guys have noticed that. Now the auto ships are great. You get discounts. We send it right to your door. She had multiple auto ships, and I called her up to make sure if we could help her out with anything. She's a fairly new customer from about 4 months ago. Name's Jen. Great customer. Talked to her for a while. And she goes, no, don't touch my auto ships. They're perfect. I said, okay, you're done. We got them going. She said that her mom's 93 years old, was starting to go in dementia. I mean, pretty much not functioning much at all anymore. She put on the turmeric. She put on the magnesium brain food. She put on the vitamin C, and she put on the omega-3 fats. Those four right there, which I'm actually going to put a kit together because this is not the first time I've heard this. And she said she
But what were they again?
The magnesium brain food.
Okay, so let's do it slowly this time.
Magnesium brain food. Vitamin C powder.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah. The ultra omega-3.
I take all these?
Yep. And the turmeric force.
I take it all.
Put on those four, just those four. And she said her mental acuity now, she's actually talking, wanting to go run around and do stuff, asking her to go do stuff, remembering things throughout the day that she never remembered at all anymore. And she was going into detail about this, about what it's done for. And I said, I'm so glad to hear that. I love praise reports because I've heard that kit, that specific stack, work well with multiple customers.
It does it for me, too.
Because it gets the inflammation down. Yeah. It feeds the brain. It feeds the cells. And then if you really want to do it also, too, I always recommend the multiple powder.
And throw some creatine.
That's a base, yeah, the multiple powder. But I'm going to put a kit together for that today to kind of like a brain age reverse stack because I'm hearing so much about that. I'll come up with a better name.
Well, that's a pretty good name. Brain age reverse stack. Reversal. We can't make that claim, though.
Yeah. But well, healthy brain aging.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Healthy brain support.
Well, and so, because what happens is a lot of times, you know, that starts to accelerate, and it also accelerates with the more junk you eat in your diet, like we just talked about.
Especially high fructose corn.
Oh, yeah. Here's an article here that just came out. And this is a great article. I'm going to go through it with you guys in a second. It says 7 common foods that accelerate brain aging. Nutrition and brain health experts explain why and offer smarter health alternatives. The first one, sugary foods and drinks, specifically with high fructose corn syrup and high amounts of sugar.
This also includes candy and chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people don't realize I'm eating chocolate because I like it. It's candy.
Yeah.
I mean, don't forget it. I mean, and chances are, if it hasn't been heavy metal tested, it's got lead in it. So you might want to back out of the chocolate a little bit.
Recent studies suggest that chronic inflammation caused by eating too much sugar over time harms the central nervous system.
Now go back up here. Look, watch what it says up here. It says high sugary foods cause quick spike and crash in blood glucose. But what they're not mentioning here is it massively elevates insulin to cause that blood crash.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And that insulin basically dehydrates those arterioles that feed the brain, decreasing circulation and massively increasing the risks of stroke.
Which then decreases mental acuity.
That's exactly right.
You shut blood flow to the brain, you mess up mental acuity.
Exactly right. Okay.
Then it goes down here. It says the 2023 meta-analysis published in Nutrients reviewed 77 studies with more than 17,000 participants on how sugar influenced cognition. Long-term studies found that higher added sugar intake was linked to a greater risk of memory and thinking problems.
And from stroke to Parkinson's disease.
Yep. While natural sugars from whole foods, such as raw fruit, not fruit juice, fruit, appeared to have more protective effects.
Neuroinflammation uniquely and negatively affects brain function from sugar linked to neurodegenerative disorders. In other words, you eat sugar, your brain's going to go to mush.
And I mean, I can't tell you how many times, and I mean, I've done it multiple times. I try to keep my diet clean, but you know, I don't have a halo to adjust. Sometimes I eat too much ice cream with the kids, and I'll feel it the next day.
No, you were dragging the other day.
I was dragging the other day. We had a friend come over for that party, and she brought like 6 dozen cookies. Of course.
No,
and they were good.
She had brought 5. So 60 cookies with her.
Yeah.
And now I put half the cookies out for the party, and they were immediately scarfed. Oh, but I had to save the other 30 cookies for us.
Oh, and I found them. Me and Hunter found them. Next morning I woke up and I was like, gosh, what I feel like crap. I was dragging. My elbows hurt.
You know what I did?
Elbows haven't hurt in years.
You know what I did with the last dozen?
They
went in the round file.
Yeah.
I had enough of that. I gave stuff out of the house.
They're great, but I just eat, you know, you start eating high amounts of sugar, especially, and you'll notice too, if you're really healthy and you take a lot of subs and you eat clean most of the time and you eat something like that,
you feel it
to feel like trash. Now, the next one here is refined carbohydrates. This really comes down to a lot of the high processed stuff like white bread, cereal, crackers, baked goods.
Cookies.
And a lot of it comes down to most refined carbohydrates also have very high glycemic index, which they turn to sugar very quickly, which rolls back to the sugar article we just talked about. Artificial sweeteners, number three on the list, is bad for the brain.
I gotta talk about this for a second. I know I've beaten this thing like a dead goat.
Go for like 30 years.
Oh, my God. But I'm going to tell you something. If you want neurological decline, you use diet sodas.
That's true.
You put aspartame in your body. It contains phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and paint thinner. Yeah, you heard that right. Methanol, paint thinner. It cannot be made non-poisonous. And it blows my mind, Austin, that people still drink this sludge.
Oh, I know.
No, I mean, I've got a pastor friend of mine in Lakeland. I mean, he's a great guy, great speaker, and he is not where he used to be cognitive-wise. And he has drunk these things forever. I had another friend of mine drank them until he basically came down with brain cancer. Another one drank them until he came down with brain cancer. Another one drank them until he came down with brain cancer. It just goes on and on and on. When you take aspartame, you combine it with sodium nitrite. Yeah. You form a compound called the diketiopeperazine. That degrades the form of nitrosuria, and it's the most effective agent known to man for producing malignant brain tumors, glial tumors. And I tell this to people over and over and over and over. Well, I don't drink them very often. Well, how much poison do you want to drink? I mean, if I give you a glass of water and I put rat poison on one side and regular water on the other side, but you can't see the rat poison, I only drink this every once in a while. What is wrong with your brain that you even want to drink it at all?
Well, it's very addictive. Because what it says here, it says artificial sweeteners create a different mismatch that the brain has to sort out. The taste of something extremely sweet signals to the brain to expect calories. When the tongue keeps telling the brain sweet but no calories arrive, the system must adapt. They suggest that these sweeteners alter dopamine signals and reward pathways, which change appetite, craving, and preferences to intensely sweet foods. In addition, this is a big one I talk to you guys about, especially with sucralose. Artificial sweeteners, specifically sucralose and Splenda, alter gut bacteria and interfere with serotonin production.
Well, it's a chlorine compound.
The neurotransmitter closely linked to mood and well-being. 90% of the body's serotonin is produced in the gut, meaning disruptions of the gut microbe increase anxiety and depressive symptoms. Research showed that if the gut microbe is severely disrupted, it allows toxins to build up, cognitive function decline, increasing the risk of neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Here's the problem with that. When I was a kid, way back when, we used to have a pesticide called chlordane.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. You could treat a slab in a house with chlordane, and you would never have a termite even get close. The termites would run. They would run and hide.
I'm sure the base was probably chlorine.
No, but I mean, this product was unbelievable. I mean, it was like a... Yeah, I mean, I remember one time.
Toxic, my
Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Okay, I had a, you know, I'd eaten some food in it. And of course, I had to take the stock factory, you know, carpet out of it and put shag carpeting in it.
That of course,
was
you did.
Oh, yeah. Pitmobile. And I remember it got ants in it.
Oh, God.
Oh, I mean, it got ants. And I thought, this is a nightmare. I got ants driving down the road and getting bitten, you know? The shag carpeting is so thick, you can't even vacuum it properly. So I went out, I put it in the garage, and I sprinkled chlordane around the tires.
Okay.
The little sucker's got to drink water.
Yeah.
Man, a couple days later, I had no ants left.
Probably piled up by the wheels.
But it was so toxic when you started up the motor because it wanted to puff it up, you know.
It blew out of there.
You could poison yourself. But that's what chlorocarbons are. They're chlordane.
That's what Splenda is.
That's what Splenda is. So now we're not. Now the EPA has banned it, mind you.
Yeah,
it's banned. You can't use it. It was too effective.
Yeah,
I mean, it killed everything. Okay, yeah. It was great. But now they basically put it, in sweet drinks like this. In the diet sodas. And you talk about kidney damage. Oh my gosh, why do we think there's two reasons we have all these dialysis centers everywhere?
Yeah.
Number one is statin drugs.
That's a huge one.
Yeah, and number two is this chlordane poison that we're putting into our kidneys. I mean,
you think about it too. Yeah. people that are drinking a ton of tap water all day, which is loaded chlorine.
Oh, yeah.
Got to. You got to kill all the bacteria.
Massive increase in bladder cancer, too.
Yep. And then you got people that are using Splenda and sucralose, because sucralose and Splenda have almost replaced aspartame in a lot of cases now. They're putting everything.
You know, and we mentioned this before, and the thing about it is these bodybuilding supplements.
Unclean. It's so frustrating, nasty, man. You know, these amino acid formulas, which are great. Like we have the Muscle Blast. You can drink it throughout the workout. Product, yep. It'll help you, give you a ton of energy, keep your ATP up, really push your body, especially stacked with HGH Stimulate. Those two together when you work out are amazing. But it's like every time back when, before I formulated, I was trying to find an amino acid supplement. We went to the Europa 1 year. I could not find a single amino supplement that did not have sucralose in it. And it boggled my mind because how toxic
it is. We went to every table.
And then the other day, somebody sent me one. They asked me what I thought of it. It was some pre-workout that they were looking at, because people ask me all the time to give them my opinion on it. Most times other supplements are crap. This was the Trifecta. It was a pre-workout. You'll love this. And it had aspartame and it had sucralose in it. And I'm like, bro, do not put this in your body. Do not put, I told him flat, I said, do not put this in your body, brother. I said, this stuff is toxic. Not only are you getting the neurotoxic effects from aspartame, you're getting the colon and digestive impact of chlorine. You're just asking to cause health problems.
The youngest I saw with brain cancer was in his early 20s.
Yeah.
You remember who I'm talking about. Yeah. And he ended up passing away, of course, a glial tumor.
Yeah.
And the sad part about it is that, you know, you tell people and you tell people and you tell people and you tell people until you go, you get tired of telling them. I'm one other guy I had, he was a mechanic, can't do that anymore because he's basically blind in one eye. He drank a gallon of diet sodas a day. The aspartame causes optic nerve. It has a paint thinner in it, guys. Yeah. Okay, now you think about it. Now here's the other problem with the paint thinner. Methanol is an alcohol, which the liver gets to the liver. It starts, it's poisonous.
Yeah.
And the liver's got to basically process it, and it stops the production of an enzyme called lipase. Any kind of alcohol will do that. Yeah. And what ends up happening, now you can't burn fat anymore. You have to store fat.
Correct.
And now all of a sudden you start gaining weight from the diet, so it's on top of everything else. And he got super obese.
Well, and here's the thing. With the food industry and all the compounds and all the toxins in it, occasionally, if you get something in your diet, especially if you don't know about it, you're somewhere and something's got soybean oil in it, or you happen to have a drink and it has aspartame and it wasn't labeled, or you don't know, your body can process that out.
Well, I get a headache.
But you do. Yeah. The issue isn't just, oh, I ate this or I ate that and it happened one time this month. It's the continual impact of it on your body.
Gallon a day. Gallon a day.
Eating stuff with soybean oil in it every day. Eating stuff with aspartame. Drinking wine or drinking liquor every single night. Going out and eating foods that have high sugar in them every night. The body is only so resilient. It can only fight for so long. And when the level of toxicity builds up and the level of nutrients drop to a certain level, the body can't do it anymore. It starts shutting down.
Okay, here's one more analogy. I'm sitting right here back in the studio.
Yeah.
This is years ago, and I was getting a price on getting a fence put in by a guy who owns a big fencing company in Lakeland.
Yeah.
And his name's Mark. I'm not going to tell you his last name or the fencing company name or whatever. It doesn't matter. He gave me permission to do that, but I'm not going to do that because it was years ago. And he's sitting in here, and he's unbelievably skinny, and he's pale as a ghost.
Yeah.
And I looked at him. I said, dude, you okay? He goes, well, I just had that brain surgery. And I said, brain surgery? He goes, yeah. And I see. He said, I had basically developed holes in the frontal lobe of my brain. Holes. I mean, his brain matter was gone. And he had blood vessels dangling inside of these holes because the blood vessels weren't destroyed. The blood vessels were just there, like, waiting to have an aneurysm. And we had to tie these blood vessels off. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I looked at him. I said, were you drinking diet sodas? And he looked at me and goes, how did you know that? He goes, let me tell you what happened. He goes, I was at the neurologist's office. I was having massive seizures every day, grand mal seizures.
Jeez.
When they couldn't figure out why I was having these seizures. And finally, the neurologist was trying to find what's triggering my seizures. So he walks over with a diet soda.
Already knew.
This is the neurologist and says, drink this. It causes seizures in many of my patients. He drinks it, boom, on the floor, massive seizure.
Wow.
From the aspartame. Now, you know, I'm going to sit here and say that to you. I remember I talked about this one time at a seminar, and you know, and I forgot where I was. I think it was Indianapolis, but I remember I was up there in Indianapolis. I was speaking to 18,000 people. I was a keynote speaker. I think I followed one of the presidents. I don't remember. It's been so long ago. And I remember I used that analogy, that example. And I talked about the aspartame. I even took a label of paint thinner. And I said, don't be putting methanol in your body. And some lady walks up to the tape table with me. And she had a can of diet sodas, and she shoved it in my face. I mean, she literally put it like an inch from my nose. I almost slapped it out of her hand.
Yeah, I was about to say, slap that out of here, boy.
She goes, I don't care what you say. I'll drink it if I want to drink it. And I looked at her, and I said, I could care less if you drink it.
I'm just giving you the facts.
And she goes, what do you mean? You don't care? I said, no. I said, if you're too stupid after what I told you from a biochemical standpoint or what this product does to your brain and you want to drink it, it ain't my poop throwing monkey. Yeah. It's you. You can deal with the problems associated with it. And she looked at me kind of funny and she didn't know what to say. She kind of just walked off. And I thought to myself, I don't need to come to this tape table. From that point on, I hired somebody to run the tape. I said, you know, I'm not going to argue with these people.
Well, no, because everybody all of a sudden they have a microphone.
Yeah.
With you that down. Now they get to come up there and argue with you on why they think you're wrong.
I mean, one time I was doing a doggone thing. It was at Tarpon Springs Community College. I was speaking over there for an event, a small event. They brought me in to do a seminar. And I was talking at the seminar, and all of a sudden these teachers were there. And there was this Butch Dyke lesbian. And she's giving me the evil eye. And, you know, she's looking, you know, I know that you don't like Butch Dyke lesbians. You know, I'm like, I care less about Butch Dyke lesbians. And she goes, I have a question to ask you. Right in the middle of the seminar, I said, she's like, burst it out. And I said, I'm sorry. I said, let's hold questions till the end.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to help and answer anything you want. Well, I want the answer now. And I said, no. And I said, if you don't like the way I'm doing the seminar, there's the door. I said that to her.
Yeah.
Man, she gets up about half the other people in the room.
Really?
Oh, all of her
little followers.
All of her Butch Dyke lesbian buddies. They all jumped up together. And they ran out the door. And I thought to myself, good riddance. Oh, what a mess that turned into that whole day. And I thought to myself, what am I doing this for? I mean, it was a mistake. I should have never been there. But the problem was, you know, when you start realizing there's certain people out there, doesn't matter what you say to them, they're not going to listen.
They're not going to listen. And they want to argue with you about it.
Well, because they're, number one, they're feeding their addiction.
Oof.
This stuff's, you know, paint thinner is addictive.
Well, there was that one study. I think you told me that where they looked at it and they found that aspartame was as addictive as alcohol in the brain.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that addictive.
Paint thinner's addictive.
Yeah,
alcohol's addictive. Yeah. So these people, I remember this one pastor I knew, and you know, I still know him. His brain decline is unbelievably bad. He had a big Goldwing motorcycle, and he had a big cup holder in it, and it would hold like 2 liters of aspartame drink.
Yeah, diet soda.
No, I went riding with him one time, and he's basically, you know, sipping on the, I mean, he couldn't even go riding without sipping on the aspartame. Drink, you know, a gallon a day. And I mean, it was mind-boggling to me. But his cognitive decline is also mind-boggling. But I warned him that was going to happen. And he ended up with diabetes, which is, by the way, one of the side effects of aspartame. And he had all kinds of health problems with it and body fat storage and all the other things. It goes on and on and on. But the problem is the Bible says it this way, let he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And he got me in the Bible says, I will turn and I will heal them. I will rescue them from the grave.
They don't want to listen. Shake the dust off your feet.
But they don't want to listen. It also says, don't you know that ye yourselves are God's temple and God's spirit lives within you? And if you destroy God's temple, he's going to destroy you. It says that now. But you, whether you like that or don't like that, I don't really care. It's what the word says. And so the point is that you have to understand that God's not going to come down and zap you with a lightning bolt unless he's really hacked off. I guess he could. We talked about the earthquakes yesterday.
I don't think
yesterday.
He does that anymore, though.
That was Old Testament kind of stuff, right? God's trying to walk in love with us now. I don't know how he does that, to be honest with you. Some people are just awful. There are horrible people out there. You don't even want to be around them. I'm so glad I'm not God. I'd have a hard time with grace. Because there's some people just mean. But the problem is some people just aren't going to listen no matter what you say to them, Austin.
Yeah.
And I saw that in the clinic. I used to see up to 40 patients a day in the clinic. And I would get so frustrated while they would just go and go and never, ever change their diets. And I'm like, what is wrong? Why won't you listen? But the problem was they didn't want to listen because they've been so programmed by what they had been taught and the dogma they had been given. The government would never put something in the food supply that was dangerous.
Oh, my gosh.
You really believe that? They did syphilis experiments on black Americans way back when. They were infected with syphilis.
They rolled out gene therapy, RNA shots that they said were vaccines and were not
they're
safe and effective.
They put soldiers in the wave of nuclear explosions to see what the radiation would do to them. I mean, what the heck are you? The government would never do something to hurt you? Are you joking me?
In the Gulf War, they used the anthrax vaccine. And in the early 2000s, they used an anthrax vaccine and used the United States soldiers as the test subjects.
And Kennedy has finally said, hey, look, we got to stop doing this crap, man. We got to get this stuff off the market. And now they're trying to impeach him.
Yeah.
By the way,
Let's finish this. Calm down. The 7 most contributing foods, as far as foods that contribute the most to brain aging.
Alcohol.
I didn't get through them yet. I'm on number 4.
This turning into a health show. I like this show.
Drinking alcohol.
You know, Health Masters Give me this camera. Health Masters is a health company.
It's a health company. Healthmasters.com. Oh, by the way, Ed, covering that before we go back to this, the Fit Food, which is product of the week, that'll be changing over it. Y'all voted in the Mushroom Complex one.
Mushroom one?
Mushroom one.
Man, I hope we have enough of that in stock.
I think I do. I'm going to have to get the office day to check, and I looked at it last night, and I was like, eh. We'll see. I can get more in, though, pretty quick. That's a fresh batch that we just got in. So that one and the product of the week. Speaking of antioxidant detox support.
That's a product, girl.
This is a product. We're talking about brain aging. We're talking about toxicity, N-acetylcysteine. This is one of the most effective products to detox the body. I've covered it in detail. And there's articles on the website. If you want to go to the top here, you can click the search bar and type in NAC, and you'll find all the different topics that are up there. You see N-acetylcysteine. You know, we get the autofill in now. I got this on the new site. You guys love this. You don't have to type in it. Type in NAC. Type in NAC. And you got whatever you want on here, N-acetylcysteine. And you can see, look at all this. Got the different kits, got different articles, Beyond Detox, Maximizing Liver Health Throughout. Great product. Use the 12 days coupon.
Don't take it if you're on blood thinners.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Or talk to your doctor about it before you do it. Going back, number four now, brain aging. Drinking alcohol. Fortunately, it's something that will absolutely age your brain, especially if it's on an
It's a neurotoxin, Austin.
On my regular basis. Said just 1 to 2 drinks a day were linked to overall lower brain volume, reduced gray matter in several regions. These negative effects become stronger as alcohol intake is increased and used more frequently. All parts of the brain are vulnerable to alcohol because of how it affects mitochondrial function. This is what I told you before. This is something you're ever going to use on a rare basis for like a Christmas party. That's one thing. But drinking even on a weekly or one-time basis or even on a monthly basis, it's really not recommended.
You know,
especially if you're I have seen so many people that I've helped. They start getting in the gym. And they're trying to lose body fat. And they're kind of doing it. And I ask them, I said, I drink a lot of beer on the weekends. I said, well, that's your choice. But I can tell you right now, you will never get in extremely good shape if you're trying for their goal of burning body fat and drinking any amount of alcohol. You can't do it.
Pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis of the liver, alcoholism, osteoporosis, and breast cancer are the side effects you're going to get from drinking too much alcohol. But, you know, I know people, they can't even function without alcohol, Austin.
Some people get so hooked on it, yeah. And then they try to detox off.
I remember old Howard would come into the, and he's gone now. I hope he's in heaven. He'd come into the bar, our German beer tavern that we owned. So don't tell me that I wasn't exposed to this stuff because I was. And I remember, unless he had about 3 or 4 beers in him, he always had kind of a dry personality.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But after about 3 or 4 beers, he was pretty nice. You think, well, that's kind of a high alcohol level. Well, yeah, I'm not telling you it was the right thing to do. I'm just telling you
That's how some people are.
But he would say, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a drunkard. And he's a chemist, by the way, college educated chemist. And I'd say, what do you mean by that? He goes, well, I could go without. He could go without alcohol. He wouldn't have DTs. He wouldn't have DTs withdrawals or anything.
Just stop. That's funny.
Rotten personality, but you could do it.
Yeah.
But you know, some people, they can't go without.
No.
They start having delirious
shut
tremors.
Down.
They start having hallucinations.
Yeah.
So alcohol, again, in moderation, if you're going to do it, whatever, but don't be doing it, you know. And now we got to back this up for a second. A lot of people say, well, Jesus' first miracle was turn water to wine. The alcohol content back then with wine was like 2-3%. They used it as a sterilant primarily. Because the water was full of amoebas in some cases. I mean, they had to be careful.
Nothing was alcohol.
Wells.
You know, so it is a good sterilant. Alcohol is great for that.
So they would
you know, cut a wound.
But you're getting water out of a well. You don't know if somebody threw a rat in the well. You know, they were accused of Sabbatean and Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan of poisoning the wells during the great plagues.
Yeah.
Yeah. They threw rats in there that were infected with, you know, the plague.
The bubonic plague.
Yeah, that's got to be. Everybody pretty mad at these guys that were throwing them out of countries. Cause
109 countries they've been thrown out of. Anyways, margarine and processed vegetable oils. This is the one we talk about all the time. This is the canola oil. This is the hydrogenated oil. This is the soybean oil.
Yeah, it sounds like my top 10 list of foods never to eat again.
I know, and they're all affecting the brain.
Man, I was way out there on that one, wasn't I?
Researchers link trans fats in soybean oil and canola oil to higher risk of dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and mild cognitive impairment.
Nothing eats it. Take a tub of. I did it one time. I put a tub of Crisco out in the garage.
Yeah,
stuff got stuck in it, but nothing ate it. It was nasty looking. It doesn't deteriorate.
No. This is these oils are heavily refined, repeatedly heated for deep frying, creates even more of a harmful oxidative stress on the body. The combination of excess omega-6s with oxidation becomes an extreme burden on the brain.
You have to ask in a restaurant, what do you cook your eggs in? Yeah. You've got to tell them butter, guys. And just tell them that you're allergic. By the way, I'm letting you know, as your naturopath, you are allergic to this.
No, you are.
Everybody
you
is.
You are.
So you can honestly say to them, I am allergic to omega-6 oils.
Yeah.
I cannot have them in my body.
Especially canola oil.
Yeah, oh. Now, once you use the allergy word, now they got the liability in front of them. They can't give you stuff you're allergic to. That's why they always ask you, are there any food allergies we need about?
They ask you every time. Every restaurant you go to, now they started doing that.
Soybean oil, corn oil,
canola
safflower oil. Canola oil.
I'm not allergic to butter.
Yeah, I have real butter.
And pretty much every restaurant has butter.
No, they don't.
Really?
There was this little toxic.
I haven't had an issue yet.
There was this little toxic cafe in Celebration. It's already out of business. Yep. I asked them one time, can you cook my thing in butter? Butter. We don't have butter. We have corn oil, soybean oil.
Ugh.
I'm like, I got to go. I got left.
You're in Florida and you don't have butter?
No.
That's like a staple down here.
Well, no. I mean, we go through
you
that.
You can even get butter. They even have butter packets at Cracker Barrel.
Well,
they've completely gone back in Lakeland now. They've reverted the whole thing back. I want to know what the ticket was on changing all of these Cracker Barrels. They talked about their $100 million market cap and what they lost with shares. They haven't addressed how much it cost to repaint every single Cracker Barrel, change the signs, and redo the interior at all. They did all of them.
They come out here with these white stores now, and they have a big... metaphorically, big rainbow flying.
You go inside, it's like a hillbilly sterile Denny's. Everything was white. No personality.
You know,
no placards on the wall.
You know, and I'm not picking on you if you're an interior designer, but what's up with everything being white in houses now?
I like the concept of certain white things, but you got to have different styles and personalities to it. The whole everything's a square rectangle. It's a square white rectangle every single way. I'm like, you got to change it up some, dude.
You got to do something.
You got to do something, yeah.
Walls are white. Carpet's white. Furniture's white.
Contrast to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was a failure with them. But, yeah, they have butter. And, you know, now I'm wondering,
But they don't use butter in the back, though.
No, unless you ask them.
You have to ask them to cook your eggs in butter at Cracker Barrel.
Now the thing is, you know, with Steak and Shake, which, by the way, I used to love Steak and Shake. I don't really recommend it anymore, but I used to operate one of the most successful.
Have you tried their tallow fries?
I haven't. I was actually going to try. I don't eat fries, so I have to make it, go out and try it.
Nasty food, but I like to taste one.
Beef tallow fries, though.
Yeah, it might be all right. Kind of like Bratkartoffel.
Yeah. I know Five Guys use peanut oil.
Bratkartoffel is fried potatoes in German, by the way.
They use peanut oil with the fries at Five Guys. Is that any decent? Or is it still?
It's still pretty bad, but it's not nearly as bad as soybean oil or canola oil.
I didn't think so.
No.
Because they always have the peanut oil sitting out everywhere.
Unless you've got a peanut oil allergy, then that's a real problem for you.
If you have a peanut allergy, you just shouldn't even walk into Five Guys.
No.
They have big bins of peanuts. My son, Hunter, every time we go in there, he starts cracking them, starts shelling them out.
Well, you know why he does that.
He loves them.
I taught him how
to do it. Oh, you taught him how to do it. I know. Anyways, sixth one on here is processed red meats.
Sodium nitrite.
Specifically sodium nitrite. This is a lot of the luncheon meats. The only luncheon meat I will ever eat is boar's head. Boar's head's probably the best quality. I've done research with the company. I've looked into it. I've
bought up now by one of those big boys.
Well, no. Remember all that stuff that came in? So we're recalling all this product. They had one batch of ham at one store.
Shouldn't have had ham anyhow.
Yeah, it was crap ham. And they suddenly said, we're recalling every single boar's head on every store.
World Health Federation has said that the number one cause of cancer globally is pork.
Yeah.
Probably don't need to eat that, huh?
It says swapping just one daily serving of high-processed red luncheon meat for nuts, or basically pecans or another form of nuts, lowered dementia risk by 16%.
Sodium nitrite is so poisonous.
It's just toxic to the brain. The last one on here is high-sodium foods. This is not including using products like Redmond salt. High quality salt.
You need that kind of salt.
This is talking about the food that has insane amounts of sodium in it, and it's all bleached salt. Remember, there's one.
All that processed.
Processed
fast food.
Salt has like three or four ingredients in it, by the way, if you look it up. It's unbelievably toxic.
A lot of it has fluoride in it.
That's fluoride in it. They said high sodium damages tiny blood vessels, leading to reduced blood flow across brain barriers. Because remember, when your body is getting exposed to salt, it's supposed to get exposed to salt like Redmond salt that has a vast array of different minerals and nutrients in it. It's not supposed to get exposed to straight high-dose sodium chloride. It's not supposed to be like that.
It's funny that saying this because I was the only person that said this for years. I mean, the only one.
They tell everybody, if you have blood pressure problems, don't eat any salt whatsoever.
No, this is why I want to read you this because this is important. Keep me on this camera, Rich. Ryan noted that high sodium can damage tiny blood vessels, leading to reduced blood flow across different brain areas. Clinically, this may result in slower processing, increased brain fog, and higher risk of vascular dementia. Salt, we used to take salt, and we used to pour it on leeches.
Slugs.
And to dry them up and kill them instantly. Dry them out. Okay? It does the same thing to your arterioles inside your body. You got your arteries, and you got your arterioles, and you got the capillaries. The arterioles get dried out, and they start to break, and they start to fracture, and they start to basically have all types of aneurysms. That's a problem, okay, with salt. Insulin is a salt. Get this to everybody's brain here, your giant brains from watching the show, right? Insulin is a salt, okay? I've got to be clear here. And when you have large amounts of insulin in your body from Syndrome X, it causes vascular damage because of the salt. It dehydrates the arterioles and the arteries, and the body's got to lay cholesterol down on top of them to make them smooth again. It causes atherosclerotic plaquing and stroke. Don't be doing this. Don't be taking and eating processed foods that are loaded with salt. Just stay away from it. There's nothing wrong with using Redmond salt, but some of this processed food is so, and I'll give credit to most restaurants now. Most restaurants don't salt their food in the back anymore. But then they have the crappy salt on the table. Every once in a while, you have a restaurant that have like 4 or 5 different types of salt, and they're all different colors. You think, wow, this is really cool.
That's high-end salt, Himalayan salt.
The other is a high-end restaurant. Yeah. That one restaurant in Clearwater does that.
Yeah.
On the ocean.
Pink salt, they have like a blue salt.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. But don't be using just white bleach salt that has fluoride added to it, which is another neurotoxin. And it's funny, they don't even talk about fluoride in this article.
No.
That's a big deal.
Well, I think because that's the main one they're talking about is actual food compounds. That's what they're bringing up on here. And then, you know, because a lot of times people don't want to address certain aspects of the actual fluoride. They start getting flack on it because people have been so brainwashed and think, oh, my gosh, I've got to have fluoride so my teeth don't fall out.
So stupid.
Guys, I don't use fluoride. Never have used fluoride. I've had one minor cavity my entire life. Fluoride causes dental fluorosis. Just ask a dentist about that and then ask, why do I need fluoride? If I get too little fluoride, I'm going to get cavities. If I get too much fluoride, my teeth brittle and break and fall out.
You know, again, there were studies that I had done and I looked at in the research that I did. They used it in the Nazi concentration camps and the water supply to make the people infertile and basically sterile and subservient. Just basically do what they're told while they're in slave labor camps, you know, manufacturing munitions. So it's just it was awful. And we figured this stuff out. We went into Dachau in 45, and in 46 they started putting this trash in our water supply. Yeah. Think about that for a second. You see, are you saying our government copied the Nazis? I didn't say that. I'm just saying that's what we did. It sure seems kind of blatantly obvious that something happened there in 1946. By the way, scientists now are unraveling the main cause of cognitive decline, since we're talking about this, I want to cover this morning, in a landmark research tracking 30,000 Americans for decades. And it has nothing to do with diet. This is
they're saying it has nothing to do with diet?
It's a lifestyle affecting millions of people. It's a direct causal effect on faster decline in cognitive function later in life. New research from America's ages 50 to 94 for nearly 2 decades says that the person being socially isolated as they age, such as being physically or socially disconnected from others, directly causes cognitive decline, which is often a precursor to dementia later in life. Why does that happen? Because we're herd animals. You can't call us an animal. Gosh, stop that stuff, please. We're mammals. Mammals, in most cases, are herd animals. We're not animals. Okay, stop it, okay? There's certain things that are common characteristics with mammals, like we all have hair, period. Now, some of us have more hair than others. Some of us have less hair than others. But the problem is we have hair. And mammals don't like being alone. Animals don't like to be alone. You know, some dogs will whine and cry until their master shows up, you know. And it's just that people need to have social interaction, Austin. I saw this in my own life when my wife died 4 years ago. I remember I thought, wow, you know, there's a cognitive change here as far as not having somebody to talk to every single day. So I'm here to tell you this. It's not good for most people to be alone all the time. Now, some people say, well, I like being alone. I don't like people. Great. I'm happy for you. I don't know why you're watching this show. I mean, we're pretty socialized here, I don't understand that mindset. Okay, but it says using sophisticated models to simulate public health intervention, the study found that reducing this daily pattern of isolation could significantly shield against cognitive decline. The protective effect proved powerful and consistent regardless of a person's race, gender, or education. In other words, it's better to be with other people. At least get a dog. That's another mammal, by the way, in case you didn't know. And somebody to hang out with and do things with, because it gives you the ability to basically have an interaction.
Well, dogs are great companions. That's why so many people use them, especially I know a lot of the veterans I know with PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
They have dogs with them all the time. Malawats and pit bulls and everything. Whatever you want to do, just make sure it's trained well. It's your service
Malawat,
dog.
Malawat, that's an active animal, boy. You got to be.
That's what Jeff has.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's cool.
No.
Athena.
That you talk about.
What's her name?
You talk about a smart animal.
She is sharp.
But they want constant interaction.
All the time.
You know.
Look, it's so crazy. He is operated with her so much that he can actually move and train while shooting, and she stays right beside him. No earmuffs. Just operates the whole time. In and out, wherever he goes. Even with no suppressors.
You remember that movie, the Roman movie Gladiator.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, the general was there. Remember what he had running beside him on that horse?
Oh, yeah.
He had like some type of German Shepherd Malinois.
Yep.
Remember that? And that dog stayed right with him. And it was so funny because you watched the trainers and the dog would not stay. He stayed right beside him the whole time.
And then they did that. What that last, though, was it John Wick 3? Mm-hmm. They did that with Halle Berry. She trained with those two dogs in
there.
That
was Malinois, too.
Yep. So they're really good dogs. You got to make sure they are trained.
Okay, now that movie's intense. It's really graphic. And it's got a lot of extreme violence in it. But you want to see a dog movie that basically shows the ability of
an
animal.
For 6 months. She worked for 6 months training with those dogs for that film. And after that, the problem was after they did it, they didn't want to leave. They're like, her dogs now. She's like, okay, well, movie's done. They're like, what movie? what movie? Well, we've been operating with you for 6 months.
I hope she kept them.
I think she did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you might as well.
Well, that one movie that we had that when the guy was racing across to the desert, I forgot the name of that one. I forgot the guy's name. I think he started in Lord of the Rings, too. And he basically was racing across the desert, you know, over in the Arab countries. This is an old movie back in the 1800s. It was basically supposedly done. And he kept that horse at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you guys are telling me what it is. I know you're telling me and screaming at me what it is, but it'll come to me.
Oh, something I got to address. This has come up now, and I have to address it for all my Australian customers and listeners. I got a lot of good customers in Australia, great customers in Australia. They contact me all the time. Remember, Australia has kind of gone, I've gotten a lot of reports on this, a lot of parts of Australia has gone like full totalitarian.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember, you go back to Australia, give me a screen on here. You remember the three teenagers in the remote community were arrested after escaping from Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility.
Yes.
Three teenagers. And by the way, nobody's ever brought this up. They disappeared. Nobody's ever written up a follow-up article on these. I scoured the internet for this the other day to see if there's anything. These guys were minors. Their mom tested positive for COVID. They took them and put them in this giant facility. They tested them for COVID. They tested negative. They isolated them. So we got to isolate all you. All these three brothers are getting broken up. They said, why? We're not positive. We're not symptomatic. So they scaled the fence. And they put out a statewide, or however they issue that, as far as the region-wide manhunt on these kids. I mean, full-blown manhunt. Roadblocks, stops, helicopters, found the kids. Then they made them isolate for 30 days. And then there was never another report on them at all.
What happened to them? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. Can't find it. Well, Australia now apparently is starting to tighten down. There's a bank in Australia. I'm going to tell you guys this right now. It's called Bendigo Bank. I've now had four separate customers now that cannot get transactions to go through. The bank is blocking their transactions with us. I had a customer in detail, Lance, great customers, buying from us for years. Talked to him on the phone yesterday. We tried every which way to get it through multiple terminals. Bendigo Bank is saying, we will not allow the transaction to go through. I screenshot my virtual terminal. There is zero blocks, zero fraud, zero restrictions. Everything on our terminal says it's okay to go through. The banks are blocking the transactions from going through, and they're basically taking the money and holding it for 30 days. I don't know what's going on with this bank in Australia. I don't know what's going on with Australia in general, but this is not isolated. This is happening now repeatedly now from customers.
And that's just Health Masters.
It's just Health Masters, but it's happening with other companies. They're apparently picking and choosing what they're allowing you to buy in Australia now. They're flat out blocking it. It says on my virtual terminal, the card issuing bank is blocking this transaction. Everything is approved on our end.
You know, we had that happen years ago when we sold that oil.
Yes.
It was a THC.
CBD. CBD. No, THC. We never sold THC.
Never sold THC. It was CBD oil.
CBD oil. But because they said, you know, when they tested it's, you know, 0.015 THC amount was a legal limit. It was legal to sell.
That shows you how much power. Now, wait until the AI kicks into this.
Yes. And so I don't know. I'm giving all my Australian. Now, the crazy part about this is we still have multiple Australian customers that are at different banks. And like in Sydney, no issues. Orders going right through. We're shipping them DHL. They're getting their product in 3 to 5 days. But for some odd reason, every single transaction has been blocked now. I've contacted all of them. It's all Bendigo Bank.
It's probably somebody at that particular bank. Oh, yeah. By the way, the name of that movie was Hidalgo.
There you go. Now you remember it kicked in.
Yep.
So I just want to give everybody a heads up on that with Health Masters. We love everybody. Appreciate all the support. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. I love Australia. Been there. Beautiful country. The crazy part about it is, you know, they've gone in now and they've taken everybody's guns in Australia. They did it back in the 90s. They're restricting all this stuff now. But, like, Australia is probably one of the only other countries in the world other than, you know, compared to Florida, that's got more things that'll try to kill you than Florida does.
I mean, a lot of stuff.
Giant spiders, crocodiles. Oh, yeah. And then, they're taking everybody's guns. They're restricting what they can do. They're telling them what they can and can't buy. And that's just frustrating to me.
Well, it is, yeah. But, you know what? But I remember I got a ticket for doing like 3 miles an hour over the speed one time in Australia.
I remember that.
I was there, yeah. And then finally, after about a year of them sending me notices, they said, oh, by the way, our camera was, something was wrong with us. So now just ignore all this. But what a mess that was. But they got all wrapped up in that 3 mile an hour over the speed limit thing too. So that was very strange. And they said they're going to seize all my assets in Australia.
I remember that. we're gonna seize all your assets
for like
in the United States.
For like a $50 whatever ticket from a speed
camera. Well, you'll find.
And I don't have any assets in Australia, by the way.
And you'll find this, and I've learned this a long time ago with companies, when you get these companies to be able to go to collections. A lot of times these companies, they want to go in and they want to try to scare you with a lot of these tactics. This is my personal opinions. I had this happen one time a long time ago with a bunch of basically bills with a hospital, and they sent it to collections. And I said, listen, I said, if you send me the invoices, because they were wrong on the invoices. The hospital overbilled on certain things. They were supposed to discount certain things, and it got sent to collections. Collections, you owe us $1,200. And I said, okay. I said, please send me all paperwork, everything that I've signed that says I agreed to this amount of money. I said, because this was not accurate at all. They come back. They call me like a week later. You have to pay us. I said, I told you guys, send me the bills with my signature on it. If there's an invoice with my signature on it, I will pay it in full, 100% guaranteed. We don't have any of that. I said, you don't have it because it doesn't exist. There's an incorrect bill. It got overbilled. And sure enough, they wrote it off. A lot of times these companies try to force you into paying stuff. And sometimes these companies are trying to scam you into paying stuff that you don't actually owe or way more than you actually owe on this. So be very cautious a lot of this stuff now when you start getting stuff in the mail, especially if it's not certified.
Oh, yeah, and be careful with Texas, too. I had a T-Mobile bill. You know, they came in via my text, but I said, you owe this. We don't owe nothing to T-Mobile.
No.
And they're trying to get a credit card number from you.
Yep.
Or bank account number.
Well,
they're all trying to scam.
They'll say, oh, your account's going to be suspended immediately if you don't pay us right now.
I always just block and delete those. I don't even respond. Don't respond. Don't respond to them.
No. Do not respond.
Because
to
now
them.
They know they got a live person.
That's
on the
exactly
other
hand. Right on there. I just had my good buddy Dexter. He had a family member the other day. They basically ended up, they were trying to get a house rental. The people that were renting the house said, we only take Apple Pay cards. He sent them Apple Pay cards. Of course, the phone number got disconnected. Everything disappeared. The money's gone. And he goes, dude, what are you doing? If this isn't legitimate, if they don't have legitimate services, if you can't go in and write stuff down and actually talk to somebody, don't start mailing people cards. Don't start sending people money. Please don't do that.
I remember we had this one guy who was a scammer. Okay, we met him years ago. And he was always on the phone. And he was churning his money.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna mention
that. I remember that.
And and finally, he gave us an address of the bank that he was using.
Yeah,
it didn't even exist.
No,
never answered the telephone. It was a strip mall thing. It was a mess. But luckily, I didn't get involved. By that time in my life, I'd learned not to get involved with people like that. By the way, the U.S. and Mexico have reached an agreement to fix the Tijuana River sewage crisis. Apparently, the last few miles of that Tijuana River on United States soil is dumping sewage into the
raw sewage
into the Pacific Ocean, having to close the beaches over there on San Diego.
That's nice.
That's just that, you know.
We're 2025.
I mean,
dude.
But no,
tighten up,
but
Tijuana.
It's a third world war. This is a third world stuff. Tijuana's man. I've been there.
Yeah, I have too. But in 2025, dude. I mean, dumping raw sewage in the water. We're not in the 1800s anymore.
Well, but they went. Here's how the Mexican government looks at it. The last 5 miles belong to you.
That's true. Not our problem. That's a you problem, guys. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And so now, they're finally.
What a mess.
Yeah, but so they have to close beaches over there.
This is funny now. 16 states are now suing the federal government over funds for EV charging stations. This is funny.
What?
I just crack up on this. California Attorney General Rob Montes. Remember, California is in such a hole as far as debt. It is incapable of functioning without government money.
I'm going to ask that question again. Was California's last chance is when they had the son of a Nazi as governor?
Oh, my gosh. Get out of here.
Don't answer that.
They said the Trump administration's illegal attempt to stop federal funding for electric vehicle infrastructure must come to an end. This is another reckless attempt to stall the fight against air pollution and climate change.
Wait a minute. So I'm paying taxes in Florida and the government, and I'm supposed to put charging stations in California.
California, yes. So it's our responsibility. California's been doing this a lot lately. They think it's the rest of the country's responsibility to take care of them. They came in and said, we want Glock to change the trigger assembly because somewhere there's a criminal that's going to take the trigger and make it a machine gun.
Well, they're right about that, by the way.
But you could do it with any firearm.
I didn't say you couldn't.
Yeah.
They are right about that.
So now they're trying to force the rest of the states to comply.
And they have.
Now
Glock has.
Proposition 65. The rest of the country isn't following our orders. So if you sell a product in California, and it has some type of compound in it that we don't like, we're going to sue you for Proposition 65. California is out of control. They're out of pocket. Now they're saying, we demand billions of dollars for EV charging stations. Now, right now, Billions. Well, we want them.
Well, because all the pencil necks in California, they all want their electric cars.
Correct.
They can't fund it. The problem is they can't find charging stations that work because they've broke. They're not working.
You know, I've noticed that. I've gone by them before now, a certain place down here, and a bunch of charging stations are shut down.
Well, they have plastic bags hanging over them.
Yeah, I love that.
You see the plastic bags at the gas stations. They're out of gas. Well, the plastic bags are hanging over the charging stations. So here you are. Your little Tesla EV says, oh, you've got a charging station half a mile away. And so you're squeaky in there on empty. No charge left. You pull in, plastic bag.
I did something the other day.
No, you didn't.
I did something. I got to confess.
Make sure it's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
Okay, well, it's not illegal.
I was stopping in Orlando at my Duramax.
You parked in a charging station.
I parked in a charging station. Oh. I parked in a charging station. And I didn't get out. I didn't even leave. I was waiting on somebody to run in and go grab some food. And I was sitting there. The parking spot's right up front. It's right up front. It wasn't a handicap. It was a charging station. And
is that illegal?
I know. It's not illegal because I didn't leave the truck either. I was still idling. The looks. I mean, I'm talking. There's people walking around
hard and cold with the looks of those.
Taking photos of the truck, mad, yelling because I wouldn't roll the windows down. You know, I'm like, I don't want to deal with this.
Were you in the lifted Duramax?
Yeah.
That really pissed me off.
The photos, the anger, the verbiage you read in everybody's mouth, and I thought to myself, why are you guys so angry? You angry because you can't park here?
I got a funny story.
Yeah. That wasn't very long, but I thought it was funny.
Years ago, when I still had 18 and a half inch arms and I was still training really hard, and I could still do 7 or 8 reps with 250 on inclines.
Yeah.
I was in Cincinnati. I think you were with me.
Yeah.
And we were parked on top of a hill, and we went down the hill, and we were looking at the radio station I was going to be on the next day, and people had parked illegally. And I'm in this, 35-foot, motorhome, and I couldn't make the cut.
I remember that.
And I remember that I had my camera was on in the back, and some guy back there he called me every name that you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
He was cussing me up a blue streak. And finally, I turned the camera off, and I couldn't move. I was stuck because people had parked illegally because there wasn't enough room to cut the coach through the parked cars that were illegally parked. So finally, I had about enough of him screaming and yelling and cussing. This is terrible. I was wearing a wife beater. Now, I don't recommend this. By the grace of God, I didn't get shot. And I remember I walked back to find the motorhome with my wife beater on. And, he was sitting there with the window rolled down. And he looked at me, and I looked at him. He must have thought I was like 90 years old when he was
before he saw you.
And I put my hands on his window, and I said to him, I said, I am so sorry. I could see you talking in my camera. Would you like to tell me something? I said, I'm kind of trapped here. Oh, no. I'll help you get somebody to move their cars. I said, thank you so much. And you think to yourself, did you really do that? I did. I'm lucky I didn't get a bullet in the head. I would never do that.
That was not in Florida.
No, that was
Florida.
But that would have been Florida. You don't approach it. And then, by the way, things are not like they were way back when. But, there's a certain point in time when you're in a car, you just get tired of getting cussed at.
Well, in Florida, I'm just giving everybody a heads up on this, with Castle Doctrine and Stand Your Ground in Florida, if you're in a vehicle and somebody's approaching you, and they appear that they're going to use force, or they're going to try to break in your vehicle, which is a forcible felony, the state of Florida can legally shoot them, and it goes both ways. So if you've got someone in a car that's boxed in a red light, don't get out of your car if you're road raging and walk up to their window and start screaming and yelling at them. Because there's a video of that happening in Daytona last year.
Oh, by the way, I did that many years ago, like 30 years ago. I would never do that today.
No, especially doing it in Florida.
Plus, I'm not in good enough shape anyway. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do it because I learned a long time ago, a 12-gauge shotgun, it doesn't matter how big you are, it's indiscriminate. Yeah. Be careful.
I'm just covering this last thing with EV, and you wonder why nobody wants to fund this crap anymore. Because fewer than 70 EV charging stations funded by $7.5 billion in federal programs since 2021.
Wait a minute. Billions of dollars. How many stations?
$7.5 billion was pushed through federal infrastructure programs since 2021. $7.5 billion. There are only 70 EV charging stations that are operational from that $7.5 billion grant. The whole thing, this is why they're so mad about it in California. This entire thing has been a gigantic scam. It's been one big scam. They knew it couldn't be done from an infrastructure standpoint. They knew the vehicles were going to overload the system. They knew it wasn't cost effective. Yet they funneled $7.5 billion into these industries, and 70 EV charging stations are operational from that.
Elon Musk found a bunch of that money. This is right here.
Mm-hmm. Big charge, $7.5 billion. I know when Stingray did them, it cost them like $1.8 million for 2 charging stations. That number still don't math. I mean, you should have been able to do thousands upon thousands upon thousands of stations.
Well, know what happens. You get these subcontractors that are, quote, licensed to install them. They can set the pricing wherever they want.
Because there wasn't a lot of competition back then.
No.
They come in, we're doing 4 charging stations in the strip mall area. It's going to be $180 million. Well, you know what? We're California. We got $1 billion. Yeah, we're going to spend it. Here you go. Okay, well, guys, we got 12 charging stations in California for this $1 billion. Like, was this really a good investment?
Wow.
Yeah. This is what's done now.
Oh, by the way, Education Secretary Linda McMahon is calling for Tim Walz to resign over the reports of education fraud in his state, Minnesota's college system. Apparently, it's a letter addressed to Walz on Monday. McMahon pointed out Walz has served as the state's governor since 2019, and at that time, his careless lack of oversight and abuse of the welfare system, which is the same thing we're talking about here, has attracted fraudsters from around the world, especially from Somalia. They come in with their 55 IQ. Okay, how they get to college, I have no idea. But he went and explained that 1,800 ghost students in the state were discovered to receive $12.5 million in tax-funded grants and loans. And they're ghost students. They don't exist.
The crazy part
of this, how many of these charging stations were ghost charging stations?
Yeah. Also? Oh, yeah.
$7 billion, and you get 70
charging stations. The math doesn't math. And that's why I said, I guarantee what happened is a bunch of these contractors came in here, and they probably had clauses in the contracts. We're going to do 5 charging stations, plus or minus some, 10 charging stations. It's going to be $150 million. They come in and say, well, best we can do is 2 charging stations because we had cost over.
You know, let me give you a perfect example. I have a local college, university that I know about. And they got some cost overruns over there. Like, you can't
believe.
Same
thing.
One of them had a baseball stadium they wanted to expand, you know, take the fence out 50 feet. That's all they were doing.
Yeah, they had changed some drainage or something. So, yeah, they did that?
No drainage. And basically, it was going to be about $300,000.
For 50 feet of fence expansion.
And so they asked me, they said, what do you think about this? And I said, I think I got some contractors to do it cheaper. They ended up getting it done for $45,000.
There you go. Tried to 7X it.
Now, you think about that for a second. How in the world? They were actually considering the money for the $300,000. And so where does all that money go? I guess a lot of it has to do with the school systems. And a lot of it has to do with the government things and what they're doing. There's no accountability, Austin. It's whatever.
A lot of it's kickback. So a lot of times you have it. And I'm not all like this, but universities, states, governments, politics, they come in and go, oh, I got a guy who can do it. We got a $400 million grant. We got $1 billion grant. I got a guy who can do it. Contractor comes in and says, oh, yeah, I'll put 5 charging stations in for $200 million. Oh, I got it fixed. Everybody goes, well, it's grant money. Remember, a lot of times you'll find this. I learned some business. I learned some personal life. Nobody cares when it's other people's money.
That's a fact.
Remember that when you're doing business. Remember that when you're working with these places. Oh, we got grant money. Doesn't matter. $1 billion from the government.
Remember,
we got to spend it.
But I'll give old Donald Trump credit for one thing. Back when he was in New York, they had an ice rink downtown.
Yeah.
In Central Park. And they couldn't get it fixed.
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yep.
And then nobody could fix it. And Donald Trump said, this is stupid.
Yep.
And he had it fixed like within a week.
Yep.
And it had gone on for years. We couldn't get it fixed. And the crazy part about it is that sooner or later you realize that a lot of people in these big government positions, they don't really care what it costs because, like you said, it's not their money.
To them, it's free money. They go, it's a $1 billion grant from the federal government. By the way, they're not addressing the fact that's taxpayer dollars.
Remember the Air Force, how many of them throw their tools away every year?
Oh, yeah. I've talked to the guys that are in the maintenance crews, basically in the Air Force. They've multiple times every year they come in for audit. They go, dude, wrenches, all this stuff, socket sets, throw them in the dumpster. I don't want to see anything on the tool rack at all. We're completely out of tools. Because we gotta buy another $4,000 socket set. We need, 10 more, $250 hammers.
Another $5,000 toilet seat.
Yeah. And they go, they throw them in the dumpster.
And the guys sneak out there after work and they grab the tools and go home with them.
That happens all the time. And then going back to one of the articles I pulled up, because I pulled this up. Harrison wrote this for me last year, but it's still very relevant. It says, detoxifying the body and brain naturally, since we were covering that today. It goes into detail here. With NAC and how it supports internal antioxidant defense. It says NAC supports production of glutathione, an important antioxidant that aids the liver in neutralizing harmful byproducts of drug metabolism.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to look at this. Medications like Adderall and Ritalin. Oh, I haven't read this article.
That's a great article.
Also warrant attention. Adderall, composed of amphetamine salts, has properties overlap with methamphetamine.
Yep.
And so he's using the NAC for that, for detoxing
the liver. Exactly right. That's what we're covering on here. So if you guys need anything, be sure to check it out on the 12-day sale, one day only. Put the 12 days coupon code in at the checkout page for Acetyl Cysteine. Appreciate y'all. Have a great night. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you tomorrow as always.
Kind of a comedy show today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hey, I love you guys. A lot of stuff we talked about was really serious, though. Remember, God loves you. That's really serious. And Jesus died for you. And he is the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Always keep your hearts and minds with Christ all the days of your life. And hang out with your friends. Don't sit around by yourself. You know, watch the show with us or hang out with us. Hey, I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. And continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray for you. I appreciate you.